Hey, it's pretty dramatic vision at Melbourne yesterday on the first day of their official training session. So Jake Lever collapsing to the turf. He fainted, basically, just pushed himself to the limit in a running session there. So he was on the deck for better part of 15 minutes. Simon Goodwin was loitering. Head of footy Alan Richardson was concerned as well. The medical team, he ended up getting up on his own steam and leaving the session, obviously. They're just simply saying that he went too hard too soon, Jake Lever.
They're nailing it, Melbourne. They are nailing everything. So that there's a, when you win a premiership, there's that fine balance of celebrating, but then moving on at the right time. So they celebrated on Sunday. They did that so well, and I reckon so many clubs in future will follow suit and do what Melbourne did. And I mean, because not many fans can actually get to the grand final, regardless of where it is. I mean, it's so corporate that you don't get the opportunity. So I think clubs will do that. So they've celebrated the premiership. But then first day back, they have just gone bang. Yeah. And it wasn't just Lever. I mean, Max Gorn was in he was, there was players.
They were on all fours everywhere.
So it signaled, right, we've done that. You've celebrated. Look, we're still, it's going to be there with you forever, but we are moving on and trying to make it two in a row. And that was a signal day one of preseason. Darren Burgess not there anymore either.
But this is, I reckon this is almost perfect timing. As good as Darren Burgess is, possibly the best in the country, he's left at the perfect time because Selwyn Griffith has come in. And he, if there's going to be a hangover, he doesn't want it to be on his watch. So he's almost going harder again. So the players have spoken in the lead-up. Jack Viney at the celebration on Sunday, they were nervous about coming to training on Monday. Because
love to know what happened. Because often, so you go through the initial time trial and then you do a skill session or whatever, and it's pretty grueling. And that at the end, you think you're finished. And they go, hang on, boys. You thought you were showering up. To the start line you go, we got another time trial. It looks something like that, and they're those days that footballers absolutely dread.
You would have loved that, wouldn't you? I remember Burgeo took you to Dubai. He was a heat man, wasn't he? It was two-a-day sessions over in Dubai in 2014, 2013.
Preseason's just the best. I mean, some play. But look, you got no pressure on trying to get a kick. Yet weekends off. You're not getting battered and bruised every week. You're not waking up sore. You're running around getting fit, kicking some footies with your mates in summer with
got
no
your,
pressure.
Got your wetsuit strap on, the sunnies
on, my sandals to and fro, and sorted.